My guest today was on the brink of death, and yet a miracle happened. You'll hear about it today on The Bravehearted Woman.
Hey, beautiful Bravehearts. It's Dawn Damon, Braveheart mentor and vision architect. And this is the Bravehearted Woman podcast. Here we talk all things mindset, health, goals, dreams, and habits for midlife women so we can design the second half of life as the best half of life. I know how scary it can be to arrive at midlife and find yourself stuck and unfulfilled. It's difficult to take brave steps that lead to transformation, but I've done it and you can too. Now I'm here to help you ignite the flame of your imagination so you can see what's possible. You can reach your goals and achieve all your dreams. Are you ready? Come on, let's get brave.
Hey, everybody. Good to be with you today. I have an incredible guest with us today, and I can't wait to share her with you. She's going to be your new best friend. Listen to this. My guest today is a fitness therapist and a certified health coach specializing in movement disorders. Yes, she's going to get you moving. She developed a dynamic, motivating program that designed to challenge clients both physically and mentally as they work towards improving their health and performance. She has coached and supported all kinds of people, business women, business owners, athletes, mothers, older adults in strengthening overall wellness, increasing productivity, and achieving a more balanced lifestyle. She's the owner of K2 Corporate Wellness, author of the recent book, 20 Minutes to Live. Please welcome my guest today, Catherine Pistoresi. Hello.
Hello.
What a joy to have you on the program today. You and I had a chance to talk before and you shared your story with me. And I said, I got to have you on. I just need to allow my audience to hear your incredible story. But first, just share a little bit more about yourself, your book, and what you're doing.
Well, thank you for having me on the podcast today. I'm excited to share.
Yes.
Well, my life has been a whirlwind of exciting things. And I guess to start out with, born in Texas, I've traveled all over the United States. My dad was connected with oil. And so we moved a lot, had a lot of opportunity to make friends fast and say goodbye fast. Mm-hmm. And wow. I started my business 42 years ago, and that was physique fitness therapy. And I started working with gymnasts because I was a gymnast. I coached. I went into nursing for about 7 years and then decided to start my own business as a personal trainer and jumped right in. And here I am all these years later, excited because now I get to spread the love of Jesus like I always have, but on a newer platform because of my book.
Yeah, so. That's wonderful. So exciting. You know, one of the things that you say is that we should rise above our circumstances. And I vibrate with you on that. I mean, I resonate with that because I believe that too. And you're not a stranger to pain, Kathy. You gain firsthand experience with chronic pain, functional limitations. What happened in 2005?
Well, I was in a car accident, actually. I messed my hip up. So I had two hip surgeries. I had a lot of pain. And from there, I just realized that I better start changing what I'm doing. And I had an opportunity to meet someone that had Parkinson's, and in a second, that man changed my life, and I started working with movement disorders. Because I had a movement disorder, that was because of the accident, and the way it shifted my hips and my lower back. Mm-hmm. And so from there, 25 years later, here I am, fitness therapy with movement disorders. Everything from Parkinson's to myotonic dystrophy to MSA to MS. And it has been the joy of my life. knowing what happens to your body, knowing the mechanical dysfunctions, and then working with people that have a terminal disease. And it has been enlightening, to say the least. But also, in 2012, I had an asthma attack out of nowhere. It turned into double pneumonia and turned into ARDS. ARDS is acute respiratory distress syndrome, and it's rare. Most people die within 3 days because the oxygen exchange in their lungs isn't going anywhere. And so your lungs become fibrous and they don't expand. And so I was lucky. I was in a coma for 47 days and God protected me from all the horrific things that happened to my body in those 47 days. And the beautiful thing is after that, I literally had 20 minutes to live. And a night nurse spoke in my ear and she said, Kathy, you have 20 minutes to live. You need to make a decision or you're going to die. You have 20 minutes to live. And I heard her.
Wow.
And I couldn't speak. You know, I had a trach. I was in a coma, but I heard her. Yes.
I think that's such an important point that you bring up, because we've been told and we understand that hearing is the last thing to go. So you were able to hear her. You couldn't respond or show her that you heard her. Why 20 minutes to live? What was happening?
Yeah, they had tried everything to save me. I had died a couple different times. They brought me back. And that particular night, it was just the situation. And they had told my husband, literally, she's got 20 minutes. And so, you know, I'm yelling and screaming in my coma. No, I don't want to die. I want to live. And she just kept saying it and saying it. And so I started yelling for Jesus. And he came to the side of my bed with his arms reached out, picked me up, held me in his arms, and calmed me as I begged and borrowed. As I said, I want to stay. I want to see my grandkids. I want to spend more time with my husband. And he calmed me and just told me I was going to be okay, not to worry, I could stay, and laid me back in the bed. And that night I turned the corner and he gave me a miracle.
That's just such a miraculous story indeed. We talk a lot on our program about being brave-hearted and being brave women, and that was indeed a very brave moment for you. And so you turned the corner. And to everyone's surprise, you lasted longer than 20 minutes. You woke up. What was that like? And what was the recovery like?
I actually didn't wake up, per se, for about 2 weeks. But my vitals, everything turned the corner. I started improving. They started weaning me off oxygen and the vent and all of this stuff. And waking up was a surreal experience. I woke up and all these people, my family, the pastor, friends, they were standing around my bed. And they were waiting for that moment where I opened my eyes. And I opened my eyes and it was like a screen, like a hazy screen. And I'm looking around and I'm like, who are these people? And I didn't know anybody. And my son would say, Mom, hi, do you know who this is? And I couldn't speak. And so I would be like, you know, I don't know who that is. And then they were like, and then my husband, it just makes me sad to think about it. I didn't know who he was, but I knew who one of our best friend guys are. And so it was, I knew a friend, but I didn't know my husband. But then my daughter walked in the room and my son said, who is this walking in the room? And I said, my beautiful daughter. And yet those were lip synced. Those were not verbal words. They were lipped, because my vocal cords were so damaged and I still had a trach. And so you can't talk. You can move your lips. But I knew my daughter. And that kind of went on for a couple of weeks, that I wouldn't remember people and then I would remember people. So I think it's a process and a determination to come back to living and come back to recognizing who is around you. And I had some short-term and long-term memory loss, but now, 14 years later, I really don't deal with that at all. I don't have any problem dealing with memory loss, and that is the beauty of healing.
Yes, and your road to recovery that had to have been lengthy. There had to have been moments where you were discouraged. Are you a fighter? Did you just wake up with joy every day, or did you have those moments where you said, I don't know if I can keep going on?
Of course, I had moments like that. But I think that my personality has always been wake up, be expectant to what God has for me. And that was built into me long, long time ago. And so to own your own business, to jump in and be involved in leads groups and different community groups, to be involved in church, it all takes what God has given me as gifts, right? He has instilled in me. And so I was a positive person to start with. And I was always an overcomer. And I would fight to overcome anything, any obstacle in my way. And so the greatest part about that was when he woke me up, and as I started to go to a rehabilitation center, I saw people that were worse off than me. And that inspired me. And I didn't feel sorry for myself. There was just that, okay, I can't walk. I can't talk. I can't move my arms and legs. But God says I'm going to be okay because he told me when he was holding me, I was going to be okay. Now, in my mind, okay is walking, talking, and spreading the love of Jesus, right?
Of course.
Yeah. And so inside of me, I had that. In my brain, I had that. In my heart, I had that. And so learning to move my arm, moving to feed myself, moving to walk with help. 3 weeks in rehab, and I was able to walk with two people holding on to me, maybe 30 steps. I was able to start moving my body, and I was able to start moving my arm to feed myself. So the road home was beautiful, and my husband had it all set up, and the hospital bed in the living room, and just going to re rehabilitation. There were moments that I looked at the PT and I would say, can't I do more? And she'd say, no, Kathy, your lungs can't handle it. And so there would be a step forward and a step back because my lungs were so damaged. And so I believed, nobody else really believed I was going to get there, I don't think. I think they just, it was a long haul. So about a year, and I'm walking and talking and going to rehab, and everybody is seeing that, oh my gosh. She's coming back. And so the miracle unfolded in a beautiful way
Oh,
for people
yes.
to actually see in every walk of my life, people saw something different. They saw God working and they saw how he transformed me. And they knew what the doctors had said. And what I didn't know was the doctors had told my husband all these horrific things. She's going to be this, she's going to be that. You're going to have problems with this. And he never told me. My husband never told me any of that.
Good for him.
Yeah. And so when I got the hospital records, maybe a year and a half afterwards, because I started journaling, I was blown away by what the doctors had said.
The
But God's
report.
bigger.
That's right. I mean, that's one report, but another report says, I'm healed. Another report
Yes.
says, my God shall. And so
Yes.
you believe the report of the Lord. And I'm thankful that you didn't have to beat out all of those negative prognoses about your recovery or how close you knew how close you were to relocating into heaven, getting to the other side. And yet you had a word from the Lord. You had a word from Jesus personally that kept you going and determination. And I want to ask you were always physically fit. You were a gymnast and you were a coach. Do you think that having that framework of strength helped you to recover well? I mean, certainly it set you up for great compassion for your clients who struggle with mobility. I guess what I'm thinking is, how can people renew the strength in their body? They haven't been through what you've been through, but maybe they're pretty sedentary. Can they recover?
Absolutely. The one thing that matters is you have to believe it. The first thing is you have to believe you can. You have to believe that God made our bodies to move and to be physical and to not just sit and do nothing. And when you have a movement disorder or you have an injury, you become sedentary. Then, you can become depressed. I don't think that I was depressed. I believe that I knew I was going to be okay. I just didn't know how long it was going to
How
take.
long?
And so I would say to other people, God heals in his timing. He doesn't heal in my timing. But he did say I was going to be okay. And so everybody that struggles, if you have a coach like me, I can pour into you. I can pour into that positive reinforcement, the scriptures that lead to it. God gave me a scripture from day one. And you know what it was?
What was it?
Be still and know that I'm the Lord. And you know what? I'm not a be still person. I'm a go-getter. And so before, during, and after. And so that one scripture was no. You stay in the bed and you be still long enough to hear my voice.
Yes.
And that was a daily thing. And then he would show me through other people and show me through a hummingbird, that
Yes.
you need to be still. I'm building your nest.
Mm.
I'm building your body one day at a time. And so that's how I coach is I want people to understand it's one day. You have one day. Sometimes you have 1 hour. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to take care of yourself? Are you going to eat right? Are you going to pat yourself on the back for taking a walk? What are those small little increments of things that you could do that would just make you feel whole?
Amen.
And
Yes. I think sometimes we underestimate the power of baby steps, that we think, well, it's just this little thing, but that little thing leads to the next little thing,
that's
and you
right.
begin to take more territory and nudge your way forward. And so I think there's a ton of power in just doing the small thing consistently.
And
Yes.
it's community. It's not just me doing one thing by coaching one person. It's community. And so I would not be where I'm at today without community. And we had this very, very strong small group, 50 couples strong, that we had been involved with for years and years and years. When I crashed and burned, guess who was there?
Right, the small
Guess who
group.
had the prayer chains? Guess who? I mean, it went out all across the nation, and I had no idea the reach and the amount of people that were praying for all of us and were at my husband's beck and call. They were there in the middle of the night. They were there in the day. There were prayer vigils in the parking lot by the hundreds, shining their lights up to my room. I didn't know any of this. And when
Wow.
you find out the power of community,
Yes.
and they've stuck with us to this day. They were the ones that held us up financially, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. And it takes your involvement to be in community. It takes you being humble and reaching out to have community. And then when something happens, you've got Jesus and you've got community. There's
Yeah.
nothing more powerful.
I so believe in that, the power of the body of Christ, and how when we're all working together like that, we're fulfilling the call of God and the plan of God, that we're not in a silo. Isolation, withdrawal, those things, those are dangerous places to be. Although I'm sure there are times where whoever is suffering, you yourself, I know times in my life when I've suffered where I just wanted to pull back. I just wanted to be left alone and just curl up in a ball and feel sorry for myself and be the victim. And there have been times where community said, come on, let's get out. Let's go for a
Yeah.
walk. Let's do it. And I'm very thankful for that. What would you say to the person who might be isolated today, who, and maybe you did just say it actually, but the woman who might think, oh, I'm good on my own. It's nobody's business. I can handle this by myself.
I would say, wake up and pray to the Lord. And ask him to bring you community. Ask him to bring you girlfriends, or, ask him to bring you an angel. I prayed for angels. I had angels at my bedside keeping watch over me in 4-hour shifts. I didn't make that happen. My husband and Jesus made that happen. But I would say, reach out. It's scary. I know it's scary. And I know that people get depressed. I've been depressed before in my life where I just didn't want to live. And
Sure.
you know
Yeah.
what? I was not taking care of myself. I was depressed. And a doctor told me, you need Jesus. A doctor.
Wow.
Yeah, I
That's a
had
great
Jesus.
prescription.
Right. But I had Jesus. I just wasn't connected to the vine. I was just kind of flailing out here, not connected, not abiding with Jesus. And I think that's the key, is abiding with Jesus. And also, everybody has one person that they can reach out to. One person, whether it's a girlfriend, a husband, a boyfriend, whatever. Everybody's got one person that you can reach out to.
Amen. Do that. Reach out to someone. Don't go it alone. Don't be alone.
No,
God's got a
no.
plan for community for you. And so now you're the owner of K2 Corporate Wellness, and that's your coaching business.
Yeah, yes.
How does that flow and work? How can someone get a hold of you if they're like, yes, I want to
You
work
know,
with you?
the fun part about all of that is I'm 70 years old and
Beautiful.
I'm still vibrant. I'm still I still have a brain on. And I still love what I do. And so I have clients that are, have movement disorders, and a lot of them are elderly. I have a 99-year-old client. Okay. They're all having some dementia, and they're all, let's just say, coming to the end of their lives. And I don't know when that's going to be, but I met a girl through a guy that I met 25 years ago. He called me and said, you need to meet Kay. And she's a functional nutritionist. So she moved to Bakersfield 3 years ago. He called me, hey, call her. I called her. We met. She's younger and we just hit it off. So she's functional nutrition and I'm fitness and mindset, right? And so we decided, how can we train on a bigger level? How can we reach more people on a bigger level and do the same thing that we're doing? So I was telling her about how I did corporate wellness many years ago, 20 years ago, when it wasn't popular. And I had a company here in town that I did corporate wellness with for 7 years. And we didn't have an app and we didn't have a website. And it was just me on site 12 hours a day. So she's like, oh, we should do corporate wellness. And so we started looking into it. We decided to partner with another company that has done it now for 14 years. And so we developed K2 Corporate Wellness. Now we can sit on our computer, and when we sign a company up, we could have 100 employees. And we can sit here, we have an app, we have a website, and we could do everything sitting here on the computer, the same way as me driving across town and being one-on-one with somebody. And so we're transitioning. I'm transitioning a little bit because this is going to fit better with where I'm at in my life, right? So I'm not giving up those clients. I'm just transitioning into we want to inspire and we want to make disciples and we want people to be healthy and fit. And so she's the nutrition, I'm the fitness and mindset. And she's been in business for 25, 30 years doing what she does. And so it's a
Fabulous.
beautiful combination. And we launched our new business the first of the year. And so we signed companies up that, help them with insurance premiums, help them have healthier employees, help them have better mindsets, and we give them a watch or a chest band, an app, and we can see everything that's happening. They can work out, they can take a picture of their food, they can do mindset videos. Everything is on the app, and we can track all that. So then the owner of the company, we can say after the 6 week challenge is over, here's what the stats are. You had this many people involved. This was how well they did on their fitness, on their weight loss, on their nutrition. And it will improve the whole culture of the business.
That's incredible. And I mean, God knew that was what was in store for you when you were 47 days in a coma, and how joyful to see it coming to pass. And congratulations on that for you and Kay, right? The
Thank you.
K2 is
Thank
in.
you.
And tell us a little bit. I know our time is just about gone from us, but your book, how well is it doing? Where can we find it? On Amazon, I'm sure. What's all in your book? Your story?
So here's the book,
Yes, 20
20 Minutes
Minutes
to
to Live.
Live, Discovering Miracles, Perseverance, and the Power of Prayer. And you can find the book on Amazon and of course some local stores here in Bakersfield. And it's a book of what happened, how community was involved, and then what I learned from it all. And it's an inspirational story and it's a miracle story. And I believe, God told me to write the book. And I complained. And I said, I'm not a writer. I'm not this. I'm not that. And then one day he said, you're all of those things. Let's do it. So I started journaling and I did journaling for like, I don't know, 10 years. Nobody wanted to talk about what happened to me. My husband didn't want, my family, my community. So I had to piece it all together. And when I pieced it all together, it was a lot of information. And I wanted the book, God wanted the book to be a miracle story. He didn't care about how I put it together. He just wanted it to be, tell your story, Kathy.
Yes.
It's my story. I gave you this life. I gave you this story. I want you to share it. And so I sat down, and within 3 weeks, at one point 2 years ago, I had it done. And then I hired a publisher that I had known, which is a beautiful story too. And she wanted to do it. And
Beautiful.
so, yeah. So the book came out 2 years ago, and it's done very well. locally, it's done very well. I've done some speaking and traveled to different places and done some women's events and some women's conferences. And with no doubt, every time I speak, there is someone in the room that has changed.
Yes.
There's someone in the room that needs to hear that story, maybe a piece of the story, not about me, but about the situation,
Sure.
about how God is always there. We just have to look for that, you know?
Yes.
We just have to tap into that and
Amen.
listen to what he wants.
Yes. Well, I believe that God is going to allow someone who needs to hear this, to find this episode of this podcast, The Bravehearted Woman, someone who needs to know that God still works in miraculous ways, that angels still accompany us and are surrounding us, that prayer, the power of prayer works. And so, wherever you are, my friend, my sister, whoever's listening, trust and know that God is working on your behalf. And that fire that you had, Kathy, that you said, I am determined to overcome. I'm praying that same fire will just ignite in the souls of others that listen and say, you know what? Like you said earlier, wake up, let's get going. Find community. God's got a future. Look at what was in store for you. Something wonderful is in store for my friend on the other side of this trial.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for being with us on The Bravehearted Woman. You are indeed a brave-hearted woman. How can people find you if they want to know more about you or invite you as a speaker?
You can find me at k2corporatewellness.com. You can find me at katherinepistoresi.com. You can call me. I'm happy to give out my number. Is that okay?
Sure, you certainly may, and we will also make sure that all of this information are in our show notes.
Okay. You can call me at 661-333-4438.
Beautiful. Thank you once again for being with us, for
Oh,
sharing your story.
thank
And
you.
yes, and parting words, last comment.
Last comment. Get up and get connected to Jesus.
Amen. Well said. Very good. Well, Bravehearts, thank you once again for listening and tuning in again today. And you can also find me at thebraveheartedwoman.com. Hey, maybe you have a story to tell as well. And maybe, like Kathy, you're saying, oh, I don't know if I want to write this, and yet I feel like God is tugging on my heart. Head on over to thebraveheartedwoman.com. I help first-time writers get their story out. If that's you, click on the link, let me know, and we'll get connected. Again, it's great to be with all of you. I'll leave you like I always do. Hey, Bravehearts, it's time for you. Find your brave and live your dreams.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with me today and igniting your brave. Trust me, you'll never be the same. Now, for my free gift, make sure you click the link in our show notes. And to find out more about me, my books, or my amazing coaching course, visit braveheartedwoman.com. If you found help in this podcast, please like it, follow, and review me. It helps get the word out and up those algorithms so more amazing Bravehearts can find this message. You can also share it on your social media platforms or with someone you know who can really benefit. You can find my latest book, The Making of a Bravehearted Woman, Courage, Confidence, and Vision in Midlife, on Amazon and all the usual suspects. All right, this is Dawn Damon, as always, saying, find your brave and live your dreams.